Elephant seals return to the beaches of Año Nuevo State Reserve in Northern California every year to mate, molt, and give birth. And recently, researchers have introduced these blubbery giants to the internet. Reporter Ari Daniel Shapiro has the story.
For the last 25 years, biologists at UC Santa Cruz have been tagging elephant seals to study how they use the ocean. It's part of a program called Tagging of Pacific Predators, or TOP. Nicole Touchell is a graduate student with the group.
I'm working on an outreach project geared toward educating the public about northern elephant seals and marine conservation. It all started out with thinking, what would happen if we give one seal a Facebook page?
That's the wildly popular website where people create social networks of their friends and contacts. So last year, Touchell and her colleagues chose one of the elephant seals they were studying called
GN981.
Gave her a more palatable name.
Penelope Seal.
And then gave Penelope Seal a Facebook profile.
You know, believe it or not, hundreds of people wanted to be Penelope's friend.
In other words, people were inviting Penelope into their social network of otherwise human Facebook friends.
And they wanted to talk to her about where she was going and why she was going there and how deep she was diving and if she was going to have a pup and was it a male or a female. There were just all these questions that people had. People became almost invested in learning more about what that animal was doing. So we started using Penelope as a vehicle to communicate science to the public.
Due to the program's success, this year a total of 15 seals got Facebook profiles, and Nicole Touchell has been coordinating the effort.
I basically let her run with it.
Dan Costa is Touchell's graduate advisor and a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at UC Santa Cruz. He's noticed Touchell has upped the ante this year.
Before I knew it, we had this whole team of undergraduates in my lab blogging and taking pictures and putting out stories about our elephant seal research and what's going on in Año Nuevo. And I just kind of sat back and watched it all happen. It's been quite amazing.
The Facebook profiles target a lot of different groups, from school kids to Spanish speakers. Even Stephen Colbert, the host of the Colbert Report on Comedy Central, has gotten involved.
The University of Santa Cruz Marine Lab has named an elephant seal after me. Yes, Stelephant Colbert the elephant seal.
Creating a profile for an elephant seal on Facebook can pose some challenges. For instance, their mating behavior.
Stelephant relationship status, like most of us in colleges, it's complicated. You know, Facebook doesn't have like a harem option or alpha, beta, gamma, male option. So I think that definitely falls under the complicated category.
Stelephant's television appearance gave him something of a Colbert bump. This seal went from 200 Facebook friends to well over 1,000. Dan Costa is encouraged by all this positive attention, but he hopes these efforts are communicating enough of the science to encourage marine conservation.
For me, what's in this is I think these are particularly amazing animals, and I'd like to see them continue to exist. And ultimately, that's what we have to do, is get people to appreciate these animals. The more we appreciate them, the more we're willing to protect them.
And regardless of the internet connection, the elephant seals can always fall back on their more traditional ways of messaging each other. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel Shapiro.
For videos and more information about Stelephant, Penelope, and the other seals, check out our website, npr.org.